Absolutely.
I think we talked a lot about last week. We always work on got to have it situations. And, you know, the start of the game last week was a got to have it. I mean, they all seem to be got to have it now. So it's definitely a sense of urgency. You know, we got to keep trying to make improvements, do a better job. And you know, this defense puts tests a lot of things. And it really put a lot of pressure on you in a lot of ways. The front, the coverages, scheme, they kind of do it all. So there's a lot to prepare for. And to do it on 3 days is a lot. But, you know, they're dealing with the same stuff. And, you know, we've had a good couple of days. We've got a couple, need a couple good more days and then, you know, let it rip on Thursday night.
How challenging do you find the process of sort of turning the page from losing, you know, key guys to injury, knowing they won't be with you, and then getting ready for a game on a short week?
Well, it hasn't, you know, truthfully, it hasn't been much time to deal with any of that this week because it is a short week, and, you know, yesterday just flies by, and, you know, you're trying to get so much done and caught up, and, you know, we love those guys that they have worked so hard to be selfless and great teammates like Gerard and Steven are. They're just, it's unfortunate to see them go down because they mean so much to what we do. But it's our job to, you know, carry on. And, you know, certainly we've done that in the past and we're going to need to do it again. You know, there's definitely challenges every year and injuries are always one of them. You hate to see guys that mean so much to your team go down, but, you know, we got to keep fighting on.
How do you deal with the information overload? Obviously, it's going to happen because it's like a two-day period before the next game. How do you deal with all the information that you have to take in without getting just kind of crazy with it?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a ton of information, especially this team. They have every blitz in the book. They got every coverage and scheme and front. And so we just got to try to do your best to prepare for as much as you can, and it's not – you got to balance your rest with your preparation, but it's all football. You know, these yesterday, today, tomorrow, Thursday night, and then after that, there's obviously a little bit more time. But we're just you got to put everything you can in.
What do you like about Brandon Bolden and Jonas Gray to a lesser extent in the way they play?
Well, they're, you know, big physical runners. They have some explosiveness to them. They run hard. So.
Ready for a bigger workload? I know that Brandon has played well in some limited duties last year in Buffalo.
Yep.
He had a very big game. If it came to that, would you feel confident?
I mean, I always say I'm confident with all those guys that are out there. And, you know, those guys who are working hard, that's why they're here, because coach feels like they can contribute. And all those guys, whether they be on the practice squad at some point, I mean, there's going to be an opportunity. That's just the way the NFL is. You know, you start with a certain amount of players at the beginning of the year, and as the year goes on, it's just every week teams are, you know, hurt with injuries, and, you know, you got another guy gets called up. But all the work that you've done in practice is hopefully prepared for you. You sit in all the same meetings that all the other guys sit in. You know, you're getting maybe not quite as many reps, but you're being coached the same way. And then when you get your opportunity, that's what you got to take advantage of. So you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get in the NFL, and when you get your one, you better be ready to take advantage of it.
You guys talk about mental toughness all the time, and you know, Gerard and Steven are obviously great players on the field, but how do you replace what they bring, especially maybe Gerard, on a daily basis in that locker room? How do you guys rally around each other and get what you need out of that?
It's hard to, you know, replace like a one, you know, there's no swaps, you know, they're just let's move this guy into that role because he, guys like Gerard and Steven play such a big role. So I think the rest of the group has to pick it up, understand that, you know, the things that they brought to the table that we need to continue to bring, and everyone just has to do more.
Tom, why has the offense been so much better the last 2 weeks?
It's a good question. I mean, I don't know.
Do you feel more comfortable, Tom? I mean, you are comfortable, confident, whatever word you want to use in the last 2 weeks?
I'm happy we're scoring more points. So that's what we're going to need to do this week. The only way to score points is good execution on a consistent basis. So I think that's probably what we've been doing better on a consistent basis is executing better. But really whatever's happened the past 2 weeks make no difference going into this game because this is a totally different entity. It's a different team, scheme, matchups, game plan, blitz package. I mean, everything's different this week. So we got to just, coach said, you know, we got to fill that tank back up. And, you know, put everything we can into it and let it go.
Do you enjoy matching wits with refs, or does it drive you a little
nut.
Yeah, he tests every part of your game. So I think that's I do have a lot of respect for that from a coaching standpoint, that he challenges you, he tries to, and then when he feels like he's got you on something, he sticks with it. And, you know, we've had our fair share of good games. He's had his fair share of good games. So it makes for a great matchup. They're a great rivalry. We've had a lot of meaningful games with them ever since I got here. It's always been fun playing the Jets. So this week will be no different.
I know the schedule is what it is, but a lot of the guys around the league don't like the Thursday night game for various reasons. What do you think about it?
I think it's great to get the opportunity to go out there and do something I love to do. So I don't care if it's Thursday or Monday or Sunday or Tuesday or, you know, whatever day they tell me to play, that's when I'm going to be ready to go. So,
as a player, though, do you feel like a little less prepared on Thursday?
I think I'll be as prepared as I possibly can be. It all comes together. It always does.
Tom, why do you feel you guys have been so good on Thursday games? I think with you as a starter, I think you're 6-0 on Thursdays.
I hope we get to 7-0 by Friday morning. That would be pretty sweet. That's the goal. So, I don't know. I think we just, you know, it always comes down to how well you play. I don't think there's any real magic plays that we hold for Thursday night games or anything like that. I think these are important games for our team. It's a short week. You got, like I say, you got to max out on football, put everything else to bed, and, you know, try to put everything you can into these 3 days and see where we're at Thursday night.
Go back to that, though. Does that come back to the mental toughness that this team has shown over the years and appears to be showing again, that you can block all that stuff out knowing you don't feel great physically? It's a short week, lots of preparation, but we gotta go forward, go ahead here.
Yeah, that's right. We do. And it's a competition. Every day is a competition. And you can't take days off or hours off. You have to – it's either rest or football, especially on short weeks like this. So that's just the way it has to be. And I think mentally you got to get your mind right and prepared for that. And then you got to go out and play well as you possibly can on Thursday.
Tom, this game is followed so closely by, you know, media, fans. When you think back to this last stretch of football, Kansas City, way down, you know, people questioning you, questioning the team. Back up, Bengals, 50,000 career yards, emotional win in Buffalo. Do you ever sort of get amused, or what's your take on just sort of how it goes up, down, even with yourself, people questioning you?
Well, I think you just have to have a lot of confidence in the things that you do and the way that you prepare. And, you know, I have it over the course of a lot of years, you know, you fall back on that preparation. As you know, I've been taught really well here by, you know, these coaches, by my teammates, of how to do things the right way. And I think when there's tough times and things aren't always going your way, that's part of football. That happens in games too. It's not like, you know, you play the first quarter of the game and then, you know, you're losing 14-0. You go, oh, let's just pack it in. This is a terrible day. You know, let's throw the game plan out. All this is crap. You sit there and you say, okay, well, let's figure out where we're at. Let's make some adjustments. Try to get on the right track. Maybe by halftime you've scored. Then by the third quarter, maybe you keep building. You're making improvements. And then ultimately it's a four-quarter game. It's a 16-week season. I mean, and that's where you're judged by the end, not necessarily where you're at, you know, midway through the first quarter. So I think we all have to keep perspective and then, like I said, not ride the highs and lows, because there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of those with your family and friends, and they get really high and they get really low, and you just got to keep your that mental toughness plays a part, and you just do the best you can do to stay focused on the things you need to do that are going to help you win and help you get to the place where you need to go. And, you know, hopefully you have really set sail in the right direction. So thank you, guys.